Since I was in the transport portfolio, I'd said, what, a year and a half ago now, the predecessor told me this has all been solved and been sorted out and going in the right direction. I remember Jack Chambers standing here and actually telling us that they were recruiting more driving test instructors, that they were going to open more testing centres. All of this was in hand, everything was sorted out. But the truth is, since then, it has gone in the opposite direction. And the figures bear this out. There's over 72,000 people now on the waiting list. It's the longest it's ever been. Some of them are up to 8 months on the waiting list. And, you know, it simply isn't good enough. If you were to apply for a driving test today in Sligo, you would wait 7 months to get that driving test. If you were to apply for one in Leitrim, you wait up to 6 months to get that driving test. And, you know, it's outrageous because people who live in rural communities and in rural areas simply can't manage without their car. That's what they need to get to work. That's what young people particularly starting out. That's the only method they have of travelling because we don't have the public transport infrastructure that are in urban areas. So I think, Minister, there needs to be a recognition that government has dropped the ball in respect of this. And, you know, to pass the buck on to the RSA and say they haven't done this or haven't done that or everything has been done that can be done simply doesn't stand up. And we need to recognise that we have an awful lot of work to do because people have to get to appointments, people have to need their car for to get to work, for to get to hospital appointments, for to get their children to school, all of these things as you cut transport in every other way. I mean, we fight every year in here when it comes to September for to get people on school buses for school bus transport. Many, many people who live in rural areas can't get the school bus. They need their car for to bring their children to school, and particularly younger couples, and maybe one of them has to get a driving licence. I had a case recently of a doctor who contacted our office who returned from America. He couldn't transfer his US licence and ended up for several months having to get a taxi when he was on late nights to call into the hospital in and out to work. And if he was to drive a car, he had to get somebody who was a qualified driver to be along with him. I mean, this is another preposterous situation where people who return here from the US can't get their driving licences transferred over. And it needs to be resolved. And I know, Minister, you agree with me that it needs to be resolved, but why isn't it resolved? And these are the issues that we need to deal with. And there needs to be a sense of urgency around them rather than continually passing the buck. So, you know, what we're asking for here this evening is an implementation of a plan, a strategic plan, to achieve this magic 10-week waiting list. And if we can do that, that's what needs to happen. I recognise that your government is not going to oppose the motion. Well, not opposing it isn't enough. You need to act on it, and you need to ensure that we deliver the 10-week waiting times that is the least people should expect.